report is a... Dr. Price?
Can we take it as a written report? We have a four-hour trip ahead of us.
Okay.
And it's almost 4 o'clock, and it'd be nice to recognize okay. the lateness of the hour.
Before we do that, let me just ask Mr. Briggs if there's anything in the report that he feels that he really should point out to us or to the public.
I'm willing to just take questions. That's fine with me.
Any board questions?
I was going to remind you of the WQCC meeting, which is next week, or a week from Monday, Tuesday,
in San Diego. Who is going? Well, Les, I'm not going to look towards you. I'm going. Are you going, Mr. Hashi? Mr. Hodgman is going. Dr. Press is not going. Dr. Hunter is not going.
And no,
Mr. Shallcross.
Three board members.
Yeah. Okay.
We got more money to spend.
Yeah. All right.
What about item 15?
What's that?
Item 15, board member reports. Did we skip that?
We didn't do board member reports. Are there any board member? There are. Okay. Yeah, you heard about the EO's report. You have a question?
Yes, I do have a question. Just one question.
Go ahead.
It concerns the ag waiver program and the process that was described here is moving forward to identifying those that have failed to enroll. And my question is, what's the time frame between the notice of violation and the ACL being issued? That's proposed here. It says on page 20, by early October, we expect to begin issuing administrative liability complaints to some of the non-filers. I wasn't clear if that's the monitoring program or those that failed to enroll, and then are we going to see all of those issued, or is there going to be rolling out of ACLs?
The non-filers are the ones who have not enrolled in the program.
Okay.
We have another batch of NOVs for those who have not participated in the monitoring program, as they promised that they would.
Right.
Did you want to address the timing?
I can talk, Ms. Harvey Packard. I can talk about the timing. It will be spread out, and we do anticipate the first ones will be scheduled for the February meeting if the discharges choose to have a hearing. So they'll start going out the soonest 90 days before that February hearing.
Okay.
And starting with the non-filers.
Well, I think we've commented before that, you know, there's a bit of skepticism that the ag waiver program is going to lead to enforcement action. So I'm getting lots of questions, and I have assured folks who are interested that there is an enforcement component to this program.
It's coming.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.